Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad intentions. Addison Barger, not in the starting lineup, but he will come off the bench and be a left-hander off the bench. And I'm telling you what, he's going to run into one, and the Rogers Center is going to come unglued.
You picked a guy that's not in the starting lineup.
Not in the lineup. He is going to come, he's going to get a pinch hit at bat in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, and he's going to send this place into a frenzy.
Wow.
There are good calls, and then there are great calls. That was Dan Plesac on MLB Network before last night's Game 1. And he nailed it. Addison Barger with the home run as the Blue Jays rout the Dodgers. Game 1 of the World Series in the books. Game 2 tonight. How you doing, everybody? Reports of my demise greatly exaggerated. I am back, very thankful to be on the air on this glorious Saturday in the nation's capital, the DMV. It's going to be about 60 degrees today, blue skies, late fall, pumpkin strewn far and wide, Halloween coming up on Friday, and the Marine Corps Marathon coming up tomorrow, 50th anniversary of that. I got a quick anecdote about that. But first, how are you guys? My name is Steve Zabin. You may remember me from that guy who used to be on in afternoons with Andy Pollin on the Team 980 many years ago, or so it seems. You may remember me from, that guy that used to do 9 to noon that AWOD now capably holds down, and you just heard him passionately engaging with Commander fans. It is great to hear the call of the riled, the call of the insane, the calls of the super fans that are just like, this is not acceptable. We must do something. I'm going to talk plenty about the Commanders, and I have followed along over these last 6.5 years now, since I have sort of shifted my focus, let me just put it that way gently, to the Green Bay Packers. I have followed along to the Commanders and the football team. And I have been very happy. I was never more happy the last year to see the Commanders do what they did and to go as far as they went, because I have so many friends and colleagues and former colleagues in the D.C. area media ecosystem, and I know the mile, the tunnel of you-know-what that this town and the media that covers these teams, and especially the football team slash the Commanders slash the former Redskins, the tunnel of excrement, Shawshank Redemption style, that this fan base and media has had to go through. So I was delighted to see what happened. But what happened to go that far and to get that close, and I'll put that in air quotes, that close, did you ever feel like you were going to win that game in Philadelphia? Maybe, but not so sure. The interesting thing about getting that close is that it changed expectations all of a sudden. But I was very happy for the Commanders, and Jaden Daniels is amazing. Not that you need me to tell you that. I love this kid both on the field, and I may love him even more off the field. Because unless I've been duped again, which I was duped by RG3, this kid has it. He gets it. He's about the right stuff. And that's going to be exciting to watch for years to come. We've got to protect him, obviously. Got to make sure that he is going to be upright and playing, and he won't play on Monday night. He was ruled out very early in the week. But anyway, I still live in the greater DMV area. When I was doing the show that I was doing for a station in Milwaukee, which is now no longer, it is a FM adult contemporary station. It happened very suddenly. It was very shocking. It is not unprecedented in radio terms, but it's pretty rare. And especially considering they were the Packers flagship station, to have it pretty much vaporized in out of the blue was a shock. And very tough for all the people that I worked with there who lost their jobs and put a lot of effort into making the station a great station and to cover the Packers. But I have lived in the DMV area pretty much my whole life, and I did not move my family or sell the house when I decided to focus on this opportunity. I was commuting back and forth to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee on a regular basis, especially more so during the football season. But all along, I live here. I talk to people here. I listen to all the shows. I text Grant and Danny probably too much when I'm listening to them, when they make a funny point or they bring something up and I'll zing them. And Grant's been very good about, he always gets me back during a break with a ha-ha or yeah, you're right, or well, I'm not so sure. Same thing for B. Mitch and Finley. I would have loved to have played golf with those guys. Our schedules did not work out. I know that B. Mitch knows how to get on the golf course and knows how to get on the golf course at no cost to the league, as we like to say. And most recently with the Junkies, I had them on my podcast, the non-award-winning but still worthy of downloading and making part of your podcast regimen, the Zabe Cast. I had JP and Pickle on an episode that we did out at the Palm in Tyson's Corner, where I do a regular sort of pseudo-regular series on Tuesdays called Power Lunch Tuesday. So, and that was right after, I believe, JP wrote the book, Still Yakking. So I've been very much in touch, and I've been very happy for the success of the Commanders. We're not going to talk a whole lot about the Wizards or the Nationals because, woof, there are twin houses of pain that both those franchises are looking at right now. The Nationals with a failed rebuild that now has a reboot on top of the rebuild, and the Wizards with an ongoing rebuild that has seen, let me see if I got this right, 18-win and 15-win seasons, and a projection this year by the Vegas odds makers of 14 wins. This year for the Wizards, as I said to somebody, is going to be a basketball junkie's dream. Because if you are a basketball junkie, if you love to watch young players possibly develop, maybe there'll be a guy that blows up currently on this roster of their, what, five number one picks that turns into an SGA because nobody really saw that coming and he just won the title that last spring. Maybe somebody's going to blossom into a Tyrese Halliburton. But you got to be a basketball junkie to like it because the wins, oh, yeah. In fact, they don't even want to win that much because of the fact that they've got to make sure to keep their lottery protected first from that Phoenix trade safe and alive. And if you win too many games, which I don't think will be a problem, then you run the risk of losing that pick. So anyway, I'm happy to be back on the air here, and I'm going to be filling in whenever Chris Kynard needs an arm out of the bullpen, whether it's Saturdays or filling in during the holidays. There's no plans right now for those that might be saying, oh, this is great. You should get a show. There's shows here that are doing all very well, and there are guys that are doing a good job. So that's the nature of the beast. But I'm happy to be coming out of the bullpen, giving bullpen minutes, eating up bullpen innings whenever possible. Speaking of bullpen, so last night The Blue Jays rout the Dodgers 11-4 behind a barrage of home runs, including that Barger home run that was called so insanely ahead of time by Dan Plesac on MLB Network. The story gets even better if you read the recap of the game. Do you know where Addison Barger spent the night last, not last night, but the night before Thursday night into Friday? He spent it on his own, or on the pullout couch of a teammate, because Barger had given his home, his apartment, to his family who was in town for the World Series. That's right. So not only did Barger have the first pinch hit home run in World Series history and a huge one to break open this game, but Barger spent the night on Thursday on the pullout couch of teammate Davis Schneider because he had his own apartment loaned out to his family attending the series. Schneider said, "I looked over and I just see him sleeping there in the middle of the night. He's a head case, but he's funny." Then Alejandro Kirk singled. Dalton Varsho hit a homer. Dalton Varsho, I did not know this. You know where he got his first name, Dalton, from? That's right. Darren Dalton, the former catcher who was involved in the famous Joe Carter Blue Jays Phillies World Series walk-off of 1993. I mean, you talk about weird connections right there. So the Blue Jays got to Snell last night because they had great at-bats, and then they popped it open once they dug into the bullpen, which is the soft underbelly of the Dodgers. I also did not know this until I heard them say it on the broadcast last night, that Vesia, one of their best bullpen arms, was unavailable for the World Series. He's dealing with a very personal family matter, according to what they said. And look, everyone knows family first. I get it. But, like, how big of a family matter is it that you're going to miss the World Series as a key reliever? That's a tough blow for the Dodgers. Of course, nobody is going to cry for them because they are the team that is going to break baseball. As Davey Lopes said, as their manager said, people are saying that the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Well, let's win four more and ruin baseball for good, or something like that. I know I'm paraphrasing Dave Roberts, Davey Lopes on my brain. Nobody's going to cry for the Dodgers, but that is a tough deal when one of your best bullpen arms is just unavailable due to a family matter, but still. So 11-4 your final last night. Crowd was raucous. Dalton Varsho with the great home run in this game, as well as Addison Barger, who slept on his pullout. At this point, if you're Barger, you cannot accept better accommodations. You can't. If somebody else says, "Well, I have a spare room," or "Let's put you up in a nice 4-star hotel," or "Let's put you up in the hotel that overlooks the right field fence out there at Skydome," or now Rogers Center, you can't take it. You can't accept it. You slept on a pullout. You hit a huge home run in the World Series to break the game open. Don't mess with it. That's called baseball superstition 101. All right, the phone number here is 800-636-1067. I have been told that, for whatever reason, there is a talk and text line that only the junkies use, and that there is other ways to reach out to me digitally. We are a massive metropolis in which people drive hither and yon, to and fro, in traffic and not, and they can't really text their favorite radio shows while they're driving. But I have found at other stops, at other stations, that having a talk and text line feedback, a direct feedback to the host, is good. Just for content, to stir discussion, if you want to go ahead and give me an idea. Also, I'm sure there's going to be people calling up today going, "Oh, look who's back. Tail between his legs, hat in hand." Because some of you were very vocal and very passionate gatekeepers of fandom and demanded to know if I was still a fan. How could I be a fan? Am I a traitor? Did I abandon the team? How dare you? What are you doing? You can't do this. And now some of the same people are going, so now that that thing in Milwaukee has ended, are you back as a Commander fan? And that's a great question, because what constitutes being a fan? Under the Snyder regime, the dying, dysfunctional days of the Snyder regime, I had become a die-easy fan. And that's not necessarily the best kind of fan there is. You're supposed to be a die-hard fan, in which you get super angry and emotionally upset as a grown-ass man about the losses of your favorite team. But I had become a die-easy fan because it was so bad. It was so dysfunctional. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not even sure I want Snyder to have any success. He doesn't deserve it. And imagine how bad he would be if they would win just a little bit. So if you say, well, are you going to be a fan? What makes it official? Buying a single Commander's W hat and wearing it X number of days of the week? Of course, if I'm on the air here, I want the Commanders to do well. I want them to win. I'll be pulling for them. Is that the same as rooting on Monday night, despite being 11.5-point underdogs? I don't know. People are weird, and I say that in a non-pejorative way. They're just unique. Every fan is unique about their gatekeeping of fandom, and are you sufficiently a fan? And they want to put, you know, tests on you, like, are you sufficiently pulling now? Have you renounced your other girlfriend? And if so, let me know. Prove to us that you have renounced. And is there a penalty? Is there a hazing period you're going to put me through to do this? 800-636-1067 is the number. Good to be back on the air here in D.C. Coming up, it's the player props, people. It was always the player props. It is Sports Saturday Midday right here on WJFK The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got an easy fix for this gambling scandal. Problem is, it's impossible. That's the only hook right there. Welcome back, Sports Saturday here on The Fan. Yours truly, Steve Zabin, back here in front of the microphone. We have already had calls. Metal Chris behind the board has said we've already gotten calls, panicked calls at that, about, so what about Doc Walker? Is Doc Walker gone? Is Doc Walker out? Doc is coming on at 3 o'clock today. I did not know that this was perhaps Doc's usual home. I can assure you, Doc will never be gone, ever. Doc is the most enduring of old school former Redskins media members, sports radio hosts ever. In fact, prior to, you know, this shift today, I furiously doom scrolled Doc's Twitter feed and his YouTube page with young Buck Linnell to just get up to speed on where Doc stood on a number of Commanders issues. So I have not talked to Doc, but I will, and I will enjoy reuniting with him. But no, Doc today, Doc tomorrow, Doc Forever. Doc Walker will never die. Not in my lifetime. He'll outlive all of us. And he's coming up at 3 o'clock today. All right, let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Let's start by going to line one. Am I punching these or are you? Okay. Chris is doing it behind the board. Jeff in Delaware. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm excellent, Dave. It's so great to hear you back on the airways. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be back on the air.
Hey, man, did you ever end up selling that mower?
Are you the guy that ran the account?
I don't know anything about that. All I know is that.
You effing liar. So Jeff ran the Zabe's mower account at one point out on the monogamous compound in western Loudoun County with the 10 acres of grass. I decided that I needed a better, newer mower. And so I got a larger mower, and then I'm like, oh, crap, how do I sell the other one? And then I started listing it on YouTube and other places. And you, Jeff, just jumped into my financial pain of trying to unload a $14,000 commercial-grade mower by starting a Twitter account taunting me. Screw you. But I love
it. Nothing gave me more pleasure in life. Thank you, Zabe.
Well, the mower was sold, by the way. And then the other mower was sold, and I'm currently borrowing a beautiful Skag Cheetah Turf Tiger 2, which is on loan to me from the CEO himself of Skag Mowers. So I'm riding well right now on the mower, just so you know.
Well, congratulations and welcome back. I'll let you go to another call. One last thing, vote Solly.
Oh, always vote Solly. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate that. My former longtime producer, Steve Solomon, running for Montgomery County Council, I believe. Once again, he's just wants to do the politics thing. So we'll see. Toothpick in Texas is on line two. Good afternoon, Toothpick. What's up?
Welcome back, Zay. It's so good to hear your voice, man. Listen to you for a long time. Then you went to the Green Bay Station, and I got to stay here, but I got to tell you, you inspired me to start our guys' trip. So me and my boys that I've known since fifth grade, we go on a trip every year, see all 32 NFL stadiums. So we've been doing this since I started calling your show.
Really?
So you
started a trip. You go see one new stadium a year, not all 32 every year.
No, right. Yes, right. Yes.
Okay. By the way, there's only 30. By my count, because remember, the Rams and the Chargers share one, and so do the Giants and the Jets. But go on.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's true. But, the goal is to get to all of them anyway.
Okay, so which one did you go to this year?
This year we did Dallas this year. Last year we did – where did we go last year? Oh, my God.
We got to have a list. Generally speaking – have you done a third of them yet? Have you done half of them yet? Where are we at?
No, we're about a third. We're about a third away. We did New Orleans. We did New Orleans. We did Vegas. We did Vegas twice.
Okay.
We did Vegas twice. So that sort of don't count, right?
But
we did.
So you've done Dallas this year. So this year's trip is done and completed.
Yes.
Okay.
Next year we hit the West Coast. We're going out to San Fran next year.
Okay. All right. Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, these are fun things. And how many guys on the trip?
It started off as three, and now it's up to five. It's up to five.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. And who? And so, what's the fan allegiance of your five guys?
Four of the five are Commanders fans, and we always got to keep a Cowboy fan with us. So we got one Cowboy fan that we keep in tow just to torment him. But this year he got the laugh on us.
I was going to say, was he running his mouth pretty good after last week?
Oh, not only that, but he recruited a 7-year-old little girl. It was her first game, and he had her talking so much stuff to us too.
Yeah, well, you know what? The joke's on her because she'll be a Cowboy fan for life. This little run by them is not sustainable. Not with that
exactly.
defense. All right, well, Toothpick, nice to talk to you. Thank you for welcoming me back. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Bye.
All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Rama in Laurel. I hope I'm saying that right. Good afternoon, Rama.
Hey, Jabe. You don't remember me, but we went on the safari trip.
Rama from the safari, my man.
I'm so happy to hear you.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. That was the Ronnie Mervis Safari.
Yes, yes.
2018? Yes.
I know. I'm so happy that you're back on.
Well, I'm
Are you going to be back on all the time?
No, I'm going to be filling in for the time being. We'll see where this goes, you know? We'll see where this goes. I'm not here to mow anybody's lawn, take anybody's time slot. I'm just here to do what radio I can do and give people something to listen to here.
Well, you know what? I was so happy to hear you, and I thought I would give you a call.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Don't be a stranger.
I'm not. I wish we can go golfing.
You're the stranger, is what you're saying. Thanks, Rama. I appreciate the call. 800-636-1067 if you want to call in. I know that Jeff did want me to comment on the gambling scandal, and I did have that as my tease. I am going to talk about that coming up here. I got to take another break to get back on schedule. We have an NFL Saturday look ahead on quarterbacks because it looks like the 18 car in Atlanta could be coming out of the garage, and there is real coin flip energy as to whether or not Lamar Jackson's going to play up the road in Baltimore this weekend. They desperately need him because the Ravens season is almost dead on arrival. It is Sports Saturday here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. UVA is up to a 3-0 lead over Chapel Bill in North Carolina on the road. Your 6-1 Wahoos, ranked 16th in the country and have a chance to really do something amazing this year. Incredible turnaround for the program. Been a wild year in college football because today the two biggest pregame shows, College Game Day was at Vanderbilt, of all places, for their showdown against Missouri, and Big Noon on Fox was at Indiana. They're right now up 7-0 on UCLA as I look over my shoulder here in the control or in the studio here at 106.7 The Fan. Steve Zabin sitting in today, just getting some bullpen minutes and innings. Great to be back on the air here in D.C. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Lots of people calling in to say welcome back, and I do appreciate that very much. It's the props. The props are the problem. And I have a simple solution that is unfortunately entirely impossible. And that would be to ban player prop bets. This in wake of the double investigation. Two FBI investigations rolled up into one day. One very bad call your office day for Adam Silver and the association. To think that the FBI has their hooks into two different things that have threads and tentacles intertwined, but they're not directly necessarily connected. Operation Nothing But Net and Operation Royal Flush. One involving point shaving on player props by players like Scary Terry Rozier. Career earnings in the NBA, $113 million. But still thought, well, you know, I'll just leave a game early, tell a bunch of friends and family members, they can hammer the under on my points and then collect easy money. And when they did collect the easy money, where did they count it? In Rozier's house, according to the feds. That's one end of the scandal. The other end of the scandal is these rigged poker games, which had Coach Chauncey Billups of your Portland Trailblazers, now coached by Tiago Splitter. They won last night against Golden State as the interim coach. Chauncey Billups is one of the so-called face cards in the rigged poker games for lots and lots of money, upwards of $1 million lost by some of the fish who wandered into that shark tank. And so there's connections, there's a relationship, but they are two separate things, and they're both really bad. Really bad. Because the integrity of the league, which is already not great due to a lot of different reasons, load management, trades that don't pass the smell test, like Luka Doncic to the Lakers for a broken down Anthony Davis, no public bidding war to get Luka. It's crazy. The league's credibility was already not great. This hammers it down even further. But it's the props, the props, the props. The simplest solution would be to ban prop bets in not just the NBA, but all sports. The problem is that's impossible now. And here's why. Now, some states actually do not permit prop bets. Some states. But if you were to get all the major players to agree, all the FanDuels and the DraftKings and MGM and all that to say, okay, we're gonna just get rid of the prop bets. You know there would be a gambling platform offshore somewhere else that would offer them. And so the market would be there. The reason the prop bets are the problem with all this shenanigans now in sports and gambling is that back in the day when you had to have a bookie and you had to meet up in a parking lot somewhere at the end of the week if you were up or you were down, many of us remember those days, if you did have a bookie, they couldn't handle prop bets. The only time there was prop bets was one game a year, the Super Bowl. Because they didn't have, A, the technology or the bandwidth or the time to monitor what is everyone's prop bet on all these different games, these over and unders, on a random week 7 in the NFL. But also, there wasn't a real market for, okay, what's a good number? What is a good number for Terry Rozier three-pointers in a game? You have to have enough shops with enough guys that set these lines to get a solid number so that the bookmakers don't get burned. That didn't exist. And so in order then to profit off of point shaving, you had to, as a player, personally play so badly, commit so many dumb fouls, penalties, fumbles, interceptions, that it caused your team to lose outright. And that was hard. Because there's something called teammates who might look you in the eye after your third fumble and go, bro, what are you doing? And there's also the problem of the coach who may take you out of the game. Like, bro, what are you doing? So it was hard to actually throw games and make easy money when there wasn't prop bets. Now everyone's got it on their phone. Everyone's got an account. Use promo code SHADYBETS. And because it's on everyone's phone, and because the kids, the teenagers, the youngins, they love these prop bets. So profitable. These companies are never going to do away with it, and you can't. So what's the solution? I don't know. But Adam Silver, who said he was gutted by the revelation that the feds had snared Terry Rozier, he's going to have a real mess on his hands to try to clean up or shore up or get his arms around. Of course, the NBA also cleared Rozier just a day or two before he got arrested by the FBI. So maybe the NBA was in on a cover-up of sorts. Stay tuned on that story. 800-636-1067. Coming up, a look ahead to tomorrow. NFL week number 8. Commanders play Monday night against the Chiefs. More talk on that as well. You're listening to The Fan. Zabe here, sitting in on a Saturday, glorious Saturday. I hope you're out there doing stuff today, whatever it is. Going to be even better tomorrow. Marine Corps Marathon tomorrow, despite the government shutdown, which continues to drone on. 50th anniversary of that race, and the Marine Corps itself celebrated 250 years of its existence, or I think will, coming up in November. But as I'm driving in today, I'm driving right past the start stanchions or start markers for the race. And it's like, okay, expected finish between 2.5, 3 hours or 1 hour, 1.5 and 2 hours, 2.5, 3, 2. And I'm just like, as I'm driving, looking at the expected finish time, I was like, well, when are they going to get to the 9 hour expected finish? I think if you gave me 9 hours to lightly jog or yog, as Ron Burgundy would say, and then walk when I got a little bit winded, and maybe gave me a rest for some snacks, I could do it. I could do it. Like, at what point do they cut off? Like, yeah, 5 hours. Like, if you're going to run this thing in more than 5 hours, we don't really have space for you. But it was good that I am working today and not tomorrow, because otherwise I would have had to reroute, recalculating. Oh, my God, how do I get down here? It's been a while. Let's go to the phones. Alan in Rockville on line one. You are next up. Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
Zabe, how are you, my friend?
Couldn't be better.
Well, I couldn't be better knowing that you're back on the air, even if it's temporary. I am your old firewood guy.
No way.
Yes.
The guy that swapped out my green wood that couldn't burn for properly aged wood?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Years ago. Yeah,
I still got some of that left because we don't make actual fires anymore in the house. They're too messy, according to the missus.
Hey, how is your family? It was a pleasure to meet your family that day many years ago, and I've always been a big fan of your golden voice on the airwaves and just the way you do your show. I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you for a few minutes.
Well, thank you. Family's great. Thank you for asking, and I hope you're still doing well with you do junk removal, right?
Yes, and I am doing that right now, as a matter of fact, in Northwest D.C. Have I got time for a quick football question?
Please do, yes.
Any thoughts on my BYU Cougars, ranked number 11, playing at Iowa State today? They're one of the few undefeated teams still.
Yeah, I loved watching the, what do they call it, the Holy War last week between you guys and Utah.
Yes, very good.
The absolute vitriolic fire and passion of that rivalry is something that fascinates me because, you know, you're talking about mostly Mormons, some of the best, nicest people in the world, and yet the hatred between the two schools. I'm like, what am I missing here?
Yes.
No, it's great. It's great. I love it. This has been a year in college football, Alan, in which the non-traditional powers are having their day in the sun, and I enjoy the hell out of it. So, yes, big game today for your boys. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Great to hear from you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
Let's go to Carolyn. You are next up. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
I'm Crazy Carolyn.
Oh!
Not you.
Hello, Crazy Carolyn. How are you, sweetheart?
Tucker.
My dog Tucker is fine. Thank you. Everyone's calling up asking about my family and my dog. This is not compelling radio. We're supposed to be doing sports radio, but thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. How are you?
Good. Good. Sound under control.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
You remember me?
I do, Carolyn. Of course I remember you. Absolutely.
Since the pandemic, I've not watched nothing but the NFL channel.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just the NFL, that's a lot. There's other stuff out there, by the way, you can watch. So, all right. Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Speaking of the NFL, so I was saying that there's a number of quarterback could go either ways. Two of them in particular. One we knew about, which is Lamar Jackson. If, you know, Lamar Jackson practiced this week, but Harbaugh is playing it coy as of right now as to whether he will start. They need him back, not just now, yesterday, to save their season. And then the other one, which kind of cropped up just yesterday, was Michael Penix down in Atlanta. He's got a knee bruise, and so therefore it could be Kirk Cousins' time. The 18 car could be rolling out of the garage this coming weekend. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Sheehan and I, back in the day on 980, were the two proudest and loudest Kirk jerks that admired Kirk Cousins for his overachieving ways as a quarterback in this league and a guy who wasn't very, you know, popular sports opinion. Nobody really loved Kirk Cousins. He had his moments. He would often come up short in the brightest lights in the biggest games, but he had his moments. I just respected the way he was able to fight through the fact that he was drafted here by Shanahan, because Shanahan knew deep down, he's like, Robert Griffin III, I know the owner wants him and he's excited and I think we could do a lot of stuff with him, but he wanted to hedge his bets. He saw something in Kirk that he knew was going to be a good, solid pro and a guy who's made tons of money betting on himself. So Kirk Cousins could be back in the saddle for Atlanta, and I'll be happy to see it. I hope he does well. Not saying I'm going to bet on him, but just saying. Coming up, I got a lot of catching up to do, especially on the Commanders, and they got a shot. They got a puncher's shot on Monday night against the Chiefs, who are rolling right now. And I'll talk to my friend Kevin Sheehan about what I've missed since I've been gone. You're listening to Sports Saturday, middays, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.